Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
God saw the desperate need of more than 2 million people in Egypt. Then he saw a farmhand working the flocks for his father-in-law near an imposing mountain called Horeb. And God also saw the connection between the two. I don't suppose there's much to grab your attention in the desert. Rocks, sand, more rocks, more sand. You get the idea. But suddenly there was something worth checking out. A bush spontaneously combusted. Flames licked at the leaves and twigs. But wait, the bush was not being consumed. What a strange fire. Like it didn't need any fuel to burn. Everything needs fuel to burn, doesn't it? Whether it's a log fire, or a person consuming food, or an internal combustion engine, the principle is the same. Long carbon chains breaking into smaller chains and releasing energy. Come to think of it, the only fire that wouldn't need fuel would be a self-existent, self-sufficient entity. Yeah, that's it. The one we call God. And sure enough, that's who showed up that day. Quote, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush." Exodus 3, verse 2. What an amazing revelation. As Moses stood transfixed, a voice came from the center of the bush. "Moses, Moses." And Moses replied, "Here I am." Verse 4. "Careful, don't get too close. In fact," said God, quote, "take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." Verse 5. The Lord then introduced himself as, quote, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Verse 6. And informed him why they were meeting. Quote, "I have seen the oppression of my people, and have heard their cry, for I know their sorrows, so I have come down to deliver them." Verses 7 and 8. And Moses no doubt thought, "But why are you telling me?" Why indeed?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.